Yo guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Ramen Bangers podcast. Today, me and my co-host Preston are going to be talking about the new chapter of Berserk, chapter 372. It was a peak chapter, probably one of the best chapters since Studio Gaga took over. Yeah, we're just going to be talking about it, discussing our thoughts and predictions. I can start with the first little part, and if you want to do the rest.
Yes. You're going to read the title, like the cover page?
Yeah. So the title, actually, I forgot what the title's even called, because it doesn't say it on here.
Red Raven sleeps in the birdcage.
Yes, the Red Raven sleeps in the birdcage. So the colored page is peak. We get to see Griffith and Casca. And we also get to see I forget what it's called. The Falconia in the background. So the chapter starts a little flashback, and it's like Casca waking up from like a nightmare kind of thing. And she just like sees, it's like a flashback to her flying away from Elfhelm, and she can see Guts fading. And it's interesting because the last time we like left off on them, the two couldn't talk to each other because of like Casca's memories and stuff. Like she had gotten them back, but she still like had bad memories about Guts. Kinda.
Traumatized.
Yes. So we then, she like wakes up from the dream. She's in her bed. A bunch of like maids come to her, get her dressed. And interesting is that the dress that she's wearing is red. It's crimson and there's wings on it. So I forgot. I think you said Red Raven was like the name of the chapter.
Yeah.
So, obviously, this is, like, the Red Raven sort of outfit. As you can see, like, even the dress part of it has, like, it looks like wings. Like, in her hair, it looks like wings. And throughout this whole thing, Casca's just, like, going through the motions. Her eyes are, like, barely open. She's, like, emotionless, pretty much. And everyone's like really nice to her. She gets to like see the Band of the Hawk and look at like the Helix Tree, play with a bunch of children outside. But even like through all of it, she's just like emotionless, pretty much, until she like sees the Band of the Hawk, or the Band of the Falcon, I mean. And then she starts.
Band of the Mid.
Yes. And she starts, like, kind of crying a little bit, but she's still, like, pretty emotionless. It's just, like, tears rolling down her face. And so then, yeah, she just, like, eats food and stuff. And then we get to her taking a bath, and I think it's there that she has, like, yeah, she has, like, a little flashback. If you want to talk about, I think, the next half of the chapter.
Yeah, so she's, like, taking a bath, and she looks like in the water in her hands, and she sees like the memories of like Farnese and like their group that she was with on Elfhelm, like the queen and Shirke and everything, and the little fairies. She's like, what's this? And she can like see more and more as like the water's like dripping out of her hand. And then we see her, it's just like she's sitting in her room in her chair, and there's like the, you know, it's literally like a cage. It's just like windows up above, but it's a blank room. And then she's, you know, she's like, you mustn't settle down, because she starts going, hey.
Bro, this is a flashback, I'm pretty sure, though, right?
Shoot, did I cut out?
Wait, did you say it's a flashback?
Flashback?
Yeah.
No, like, which one?
Like, there's the picture of, like, her in the room, just, like, with like the four windows, and then it starts a flashback.
No, that's not a flashback, is it? I
I
thought she
mean,
just realized right
not.
away that, like, she was like, no, I must get out of here.
I'm pretty sure it's a flashback, 'cause she's in her room, or I mean, mostly because the pages turn black, like the background turns black, which usually that means there's a flashback. And also, there's like she's in a different area, I'm pretty sure, 'cause in that one picture, she's just sitting in a chair in an empty room, pretty much. And then in the next, like on the next page, there's like the vase that she uses and a bunch of guards like standing right next to her, which I don't think there was anyone in the room with her in the like when she was just sitting in the chair.
Yeah,
I
so
thought it was a
yeah, I mean, it could be
flashback.
a flashback too. I didn't think so. I thought she just got up from the chair and tried to get out, and she started having those memories. But I might be tripping, but if it's a flashback, that would make sense too. But
Bro, okay. Well,
basically,
I'll
the
let you
suit's
explain
supposed to be
about.
going ham.
I'll let, after you explain it, I'll talk about why I'm pretty sure it's a flashback.
Okay, so yeah, she's like, you know, smashes vase and kicks one of the guards and cuts off his hand or his arm, and you know, she has a sword or whatever, but the whole there's a bunch of people and they like sees her. She's talking about she has to go back, and you know, she falls down, gets surrounded by the guys, and then she wakes up, or she's back in her chambers. And then it says that the like it transfers over to Griffith and his men, and it says the bird now dozes peacefully in her cage, her flight's over. And Griffith starts talking about the east. Zod in the background though, just chilling. And Griffith says the east, and then he's doing his little zesty smirk, looking at the tree.
That's a good picture of
And
Griffith, though.
yeah, it is. And it says everything naturally flows according to his will.
Bro, so
And then that's it.
I'm pretty sure that, shoot, where'd it go? Yeah, the like the flashback part, or the thing, like the reason I think it's a flashback is because, it kind of shows her like I feel like this is when she first arrived. She was like going crazy. She was like fighting back against everyone, and then over time though, because like as soon as it ends, it just shows her like laying in bed. Also, like in the, like the flashback, her like clothes are ripped, but then when she's in bed, they're not. So. But either way, I'm pretty sure it's a flashback because basically like the whole chapter she's been like emotionless and like kind of just going along with everything. So I'm pretty sure she's been like kind of beat into submission and she's like just stopped fighting back and is just going along with whatever she gets told to do now. And that's why I think that that's why I think it's like a flashback, 'cause I think it's like when she first arrived and she was still like trying to fight against it.
Yeah, that would make sense. That's probably what happened.
But also, she was like, or during the flashback, she was like, if I don't make it gut back, then Guts, dot, dot, dot. So she knows that Guts is like in despair right now because of what's going on. And she's like, she just like wants to be able to like prove to Guts that she's safe. But she
Yeah.
can't.
Know. Bro, it's like, I think next chapter, next month, I think it's gonna go back to Guts and his
Yeah.
crew. Hopefully my king is doing all right.
Yeah, I don't know what Griffith was talking about when he was saying East. Probably, I mean, right now, he's basically like conquer. He's like defeated all of the, I forget what they're called, just like the demon things. And he's like proven himself that he's like the savior of the world, kinda. So, whatever his like objective is, probably he just got to go east for it, I'm guessing. Also, I
Probably like
know.
taking over something else.
Yeah. Probably. I mean, I'm sure it's like one of his like final goals, 'cause he's already wiped out all the apostles and like the spirit trees, which is what's in was on Elfhelm. So whatever he has left to do, something in the east maybe?
Take out guts.
Yes. No, he just likes playing with guts.
Bruh, it's a good thing that he ain't met me yet. But yeah, overall, it was a really good chapter. Like, resumed great from, where it left off. But man, just crazy because we literally were waiting for 4 months. So I'm glad it's back to how it, used to be monthly.
Yeah, we got another chapter next month. Honestly, the artwork this chapter was pretty good as well. Like, I don't know if it's the same quality. I'd have to like compare it, but I mean, there's like nothing to complain about.
Yeah.
And I like the
I don't know
quality.
why yours is weird quality.
I mean, it's just because it's like scanned and it's like zoomed in a lot, probably, but like the actual artwork itself is good though.
True. Yeah. I don't know. Studio Gaga is doing a really good job.
Yeah. All right.
But.
You got anything else to add?
Next month's chapter better be fire.
It will be. All right. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back next month to talk about chapter 373. Until then, peace.